The meteorite that reportedly wiped out the dinosaurs 65 million years ago may not seem so impressive anymore, sort of a small potatoes compared to something that was found or believed to be found under the ice in Antarctica. Using satellites to measure fluctuations in the Earth's gravity, a team of scientists have found evidence of a huge crater, I mean a crater the size of Ohio, a mile beneath the Antarctic ice, and scientists think the meteorite that formed it is also the cause of the largest mass extinction in Earth's history. It might also have shattered the early supercontinent of Gondwanaland, forming Australia. Here to talk about this team's finding, presented at the meeting of the American Geophysical Union in Baltimore, is Dr. Ralph von Fries, a geophysicist at Ohio State University. Welcome to Science Friday, Dr. Fries.
Yeah, thank you.
How are you?
Just fine.
Tell us about this crater. I said it was about the size of Ohio.
Yeah.
Pretty big.
It's about 500 kilometers across, or a little over 325, maybe 350 miles across. And like you said, it looks like the entire state of Ohio could be fit into it.
And how was it found? Why was it found?
Well, there had been reports back, it would be December of 2004 that came out of the American Geophysical Union in San Francisco of evidence where people were suggesting that they had found fragments of meteorites and other evidence that suggested perhaps a crater in this part of the world. And so we had been working on the satellite data for the region, and we had also been doing research on the Moon and Mars, where we see a lot of signatures of impacts in the satellite data. So we looked at it for Antarctica, and it popped out pretty straightforwardly there.
So you could actually see almost a circle of it under the ice?
That's right. It's a signature. This is at satellite altitude, so the situation was that we hadn't really had gravity data, not that much gravity anyhow, for much of Antarctica, and a few years ago, a mission from NASA, a GRACE mission, it's called GRACE, and it's two satellites that have a radar-ranging device that measures the distances between the two satellites, and that can be interpreted in terms of the gravity. At any rate, the region is so harsh and difficult to get to that this satellite provided the best estimate of the gravity field of the area, frankly. And on that scale, one could see the signature that you also saw on the Moon and Mars.
Now, how do you date it? How do you relate it to the great die-off that happened 250 million years ago?
Well, when you sort of plot out its structure, it has to be older than when Australia separated from Antarctica, and that happened at least 100 million years ago, and everything started even earlier. So the coastline of Antarctica and Australia would cut through the rings on this thing. So this thing had to be older than that. And also, since it has a signature at satellite altitude, it's relatively young because there are some other large features around the planet where you don't really see the effect at satellite altitude. So I guess the way to put it is that it's like a swelling, in the crust, and it goes away over time. Just like when you bruise yourself over time, the swelling goes down. Well, for the older craters, they pretty much disappeared, but there's still some evidence of the signature of this at satellite altitude. Mm-hmm. So it's a very broad, categorization of the time interval over which it could happen. But it had to be over 100 million years, and it's probably younger than, say, a half a billion years, say 500 million years. And if you think, well, what sort of a thing could this have triggered? I mean, what sort of conditions were going on that might be that this thing might be responsible for? And the great extinction of 250 million years ago is one of these things. So that's sort of where we're coming from on it.
It must have rung the planet a bit and shook it up a bit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
It undoubtedly, this was bigger than the event that presumably caused the extinction of the dinosaurs, and it certainly messed up the environment. I believe something like 90% of marine life went extinct at that point, and a lot of animal life on the surface of the Earth, the terrestrial part of the planet, also was greatly, went extinct. So it was a big event. Also connected to it seems to be the Siberian Traps, which is on the other side of the planet. So tell us
what that means.
This was a great lava plain that formed about 200 million years or 225 million years ago, and often this is cited as being responsible for the for this great die-off. And these things are connected, presumably in time, maybe connected, and certainly they are antipodal to each other. So we see big impacts, say, on a place like Mars, where the great volcanic plains are actually antipodal to some of the large craters there. So we're looking into that. I mean, this is what we're, you know, hypothesizing.
So if you punched it on one side of the planet in with a big crater, it bulges out on the other side as lava.
That there might be an effect, you know, where you're firing up the lavas on the other side of the planet with it.
And So what else did you? What else do you have to do to sort of nail this idea down? Is there anything else you can do?
Oh yeah, I think the most expedient thing to do is to fly over it with airplanes and collect gravity and magnetic fields with aircraft. This region is very remote, and of course it's very harsh. It's only been visited, as far as I can tell, maybe twice by flyovers, back in 1957, 58 in the IPY, the International. Geophysical Year of 1957-58. Right. I mean, we've been more times to the moon than humans have been to this area. And, you know, one could fly this and collect data at lower altitudes, at aircraft altitudes, to see if we see the types of signals that we see over something like Chicxulub that was the event that presumably killed off the dinosaurs.
So do you have plans of doing this?
Well, we're trying to plan for it. Let's see, you could do that. That would be the most expedient thing. Another thing that could be done is to go along the coastline there and look at the rocks, because the great ice streams are coming across this thing and pushing out rocks, so they're gouging out the rocks, over which the ice streams travel, and they're being pushed out as drift products that could be examined to see if there are meteorite fragments and shocked rocks and so forth in these things.
How deep do you think this crater is?
Well, I think it's very pervasive. So it's basically raising up the mantle. So, you know, the crust in this area is probably about 30 kilometers or so thick. It's a little shallower than normal continental crust. It's 5 to 7 kilometers shallower. So you have, it's a very big event. So it's pushing all the way through.
Wow. Well, we wish you lots of luck, and we'll have you back when you've got your next set of data coming in.
All right.
Thank you very much for taking time to talk with us. Dr. Ralph von Fries is professor of geological sciences at Ohio State University in Columbus.